This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
After you're gone, I think one of the saddest things that could be said about any man or any woman, a year later, 5 years later, 10 years later, somebody would talk and reflect on your life, and here's what they would say. You know, he just seemed to forget the Lord at the end of his life. She just seemed to stray away from the Lord. She forgot the Lord. I can't think of any sadder epitaph than for people to say about you or me that we forgot the Lord, forgot what he had done. The Lord never called you to be faithful for 5 years and then check out. He never called any man or woman in this room to be faithful for a generation, for 20 years, and then to say, I'm done. He never even challenged you to become a believer and a follower of the Lord for 30 and 40 years, but say, I'm done. I'm done. He called us to be faithful unto death. Be faithful unto death. What I'd like to do is just a little verse by verse and let it speak to you today. Let's bring up verse 5 again. This is what the Lord says. This is important. Jeremiah did not speak from his own authority. He spoke from what I call delegated authority. He didn't have intrinsic authority any more than I do. I don't consider myself to have authority to get up and speak, like there's something inherent in me that I have the authority to speak, but I do believe in delegated authority. And so Jeremiah tells people, this is what the Lord says, not me, not Jeremiah, but the Lord says, what fault did your fathers find in me that they strayed so far from me? They followed worthless idols and became worthless themselves. Have you ever found fault with the Lord? Sure you have, and so have I. You ever been angry at the Lord? Sure you have, and so have I. Why did you let this happen? Why didn't you make this happen? Why did this situation have to develop and transpire this way? I honestly remember, I'm not being facetious when I tell you this, but I actually had a man years ago, I'm talking a lot of years ago, came back from serving in the military in Asia. He said, Randy, there's a girl that wrote me and she's pregnant back in Japan or wherever. And here's what he said to me. He looked me straight in the eye and said, why would God let that happen? I didn't want to tell you what I thought about saying. I wanted to say, you were the one that brought this about. You initiated this relationship. And yet he wanted to know, and he was serious. Why did God let this happen? We've all done that in different scenarios, in different situations where we blame God for something we've set in motion and we have found fault with him. And here's what I tell people. If you've ever raised a 2-year-old, 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 10-year-old who's questioned your ability to be a parent, questioned your wisdom, your intelligence level, what happened after it was over? You survived. You're still here. And life went on. And so it is. We question God's judgment. We're like Job, who was questioning the Lord. And you remember what the Lord said to Job? Where were you at creation? Seems to me I don't remember you were here when I created the world and put the world and the planets into orbit and everything was in perfect gravitational balance in the universe. And I don't remember you being there, Job, when I put all of that together. And we all do that. We find fault with the Lord, and that's what God's people had done, and they strayed from him. That's an interesting word, to stray. You ever gotten lost on a trail because you strayed from a trail? You ever got lost on a trip because, you know, I think I'm going to take this side route, this 2-lane highway over here, and you get lost. And before long, you have no idea where you are. And people do that spiritually.
Well, we'll pick it up tomorrow exactly where we leave off today. Tune in tomorrow for Cross Hope. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.